Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
For them to be comfortable and relax and not to worry about, like you said, you know, the legality side of everything, and also to let them know that there's someone there 24/7 would help them prior to their wedding event. So, yeah, just guiding them and holding their hands throughout, so then they're just comfortable and they know that their wedding day will turn out and there's no mishap. And also there would be a lot of rehearsals. With me as a marriage celebrant, I can guide you wherever you are. I can come to you, and then we can do any rehearsals anytime you like, and, you know, as much, as many as you can.
Bukod sa gastos, ang pagpapakasal ay hindi biro para sa dalawang tao na nagmamahalan, hindi lamang sa kanilang commitment na magsasama hanggang wakas, kundi ganun din sa mga legal na proseso na dapat sundin para maikasal. Si Josie Dare ay isang marriage celebrant mula Gold Coast, Queensland. May ilang taon na itong tumutulong sa mga gustong magpakasal para opisyal na maisagawa ang kanilang civil wedding.
Of course, I had to study and I had to understand what the process is. Yeah, so it's kind of good because I like celebrating with other people and seeing the happiness of it all. And it's just so, at the end of the day, it's not even, at the end of the day, it just makes you happy. Because people are literally happy in their own way. When, you know, when celebration things like that, I belong to the Gold Coast Community Filipino group, and I want to know more about the group itself and the people again, all over again.
Josie, we have mentioned that you are a marriage celebrant, and connecting with the Filipino community is important for you personally and with your job or your profession.
Yes, I want to help, especially people, Filipino people that want to come to Australia and they want to get married. I want them to be comfortable that a Filipina girl is with them, guiding them through to a lot of the law, how the marriage is here different from the Philippines. So I want to help them with that. Like I said, I want to guide them through that. So just basically communicate and also get to know them as well.
Sa Australia, bukod sa kasal sa simbahan at marriage registry, marami rin ang gumagamit sa serbisyo ng mga marriage celebrant upang siyang magsagawa ng kasal. Ayon sa Celebrant Institute, isang professional na organisasyon at registered training organization na nagbibigay ng edukasyon, resources at suporta para sa mga wedding at funeral celebrant, may humigit kumulang 10,500 na Commonwealth Registered Marriage Celebrants sa buong Australia. Ayon pa sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, ang mga civil marriage celebrants ang nangangasiwa sa humigit kumulang 83% ng lahat ng kasal sa Australia, batay sa kamakailang taunang kabuuan na humigit kumulang 120,000 na rehistradong kasal, nasa 100,000 hanggang 105,000. Sa mga seremonya ng kasal ay pinangunahan ng mga civil celebrant kada taon.
In the Philippines, most people are used to being married in church or with the mayor who does the civil wedding. But here, it's quite different. We have the marriage celebrant. For those who are new in Australia, can you please tell us what does a marriage celebrant do?
Okay, a marriage celebrant is, if you're, it's basically away from doing the typical wedding in a church. So what it is for me is I do all the legal work, all the paperwork, so that's from your marriage certificate. What I do is I interview you, and with all the information you give me, I go to the BDM, which is the birth, deaths and marriages, and what I do is I collate all the information and then give them the certificate, and then from there they'll process all your information. And also I'm there to give you a script, which is a legal script that the Australian government would want for just the basic, the way they want a lot of Australians to get married. And so that's what I basically do, and I guide them through to all the process. So basically, if they want to do rituals.
Ayon sa Registry of Births, Deaths, and Marriages, ang tinatawag na script sa kasal ay isang spoken guide o gabay at balangkas na ginagamit ng isang registered marriage celebrant para pangasiwaan ang isang wedding ceremony. Bagamat karamihan sa marriage script ay maaaring gawing personal gamit ang mga kwento, musika at mga personal na pangako, ang batas sa Australia ay nag-aatas ng mga partikular na mandatoryong salita upang gawing legal ang kasal. Nakapaloob sa mga legal component ang tinatawag na monitum at mandatory vows. Ang salitang monitum ay nagmula sa wikang Latin na nangangahulugang babala. Sa konteksto ng kasal sa Australia, ang monitum ay nagsisilbing formal na paalala o babala sa magkapareha tungkol sa lalim ng kanilang pinapasok, isang formal, may bisa sa batas at kusang loob na pagsasama ng dalawang tao para sa kanilang buong buhay.
With a wedding celebrant, you should do the script and also they can incorporate what resonate with you when you were like to combine the family together, like a sand pouring in a bottle. So that means the joining of the family can do that by pouring a little bit of the sand into the bottle. So I think that's what marriage celebrant does, an individual type of celebration where it's not like the normal church. It's actually bringing in your own way of how you want to get married. So it's more exciting because you are preparing it for yourself and you're doing your own way.
Sa ilalim naman ng Marriage Act 1961 ng Australia, ang mga tiyak na probisyon ay dapat bigkasin ng verbatim, orihinal at eksaktong mga salita ng parehong marriage celebrant at ng dalawang ikakasal sa harap ng dalawang saksi. Meron ding mga symbolic rituals na maaaring isama sa kasal sa ilalim ng pangangasiwa ng isang registered marriage celebrant, tulad ng sand blending ceremony o pagbubuhos ng magkakaibang kulay ng buhangin sa iisang babasaging vase, tanda ng magkasamang buhay at pagsasamahang mga taon ng mga ikakasal. Nariyan din ang hand fasting o pagtatali ng mga kamay ng mga ikakasal gamit ang isang makulay na ribbon, simbolo ng pagbibigkis ng pagsasama ng dalawa.
Have you had any Filipinos that you officiated their wedding?
I have a lot of inquiries, but not actually doing the wedding just yet. There was one, not a friend, but a work colleague approached me. She's Australian, so her brother is getting married to a Filipino girl. And she wants her her parents to come from the Philippines to Australia to witness the wedding. She's Catholic, but she doesn't want to do the normal church wedding. She wants to have it in a garden.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, you don't have to have an interpreter. You can actually bring her sister or anyone that can speak Tagalog to interpret that. So that's actually, so in church you can't do that.
Yeah.
You see, but in a way where you want to design your own wedding and a marriage celebrant officiates it, that's how you can do things like that. So what I said to her is that we can bring her sister and then be the interpreter, so then they're involved in the wedding rather than another person would. Yeah. So that's kind of...
Para kay Josie Dare, bilang may pinagmulang Pilipino, maaari din niyang gawing espesyal ang kasal ng mga magnobyong Pilipino at i-customize ang kasal at gawin ito sa wikang Filipino.
You said earlier that because you can also speak Filipino and if Filipinos are interested to do their wedding in Filipino, you would be able to do that?
Oh, for sure. I can tap into my Filipino language again and I can write the script. And yeah, I can do a Filipino. I will rehearse though, but it's still in my head.
Yeah.
But it's actually getting it out there again. But no, I'm totally with that. Yeah, I can speak Tagalog.
Yeah,
it's Tagalog is my main language. Yeah.
Yeah. So with you coming to Australia when you were 7 and have never been back since then, and now really embracing, reconnecting with your roots, Filipino roots, how important it is for you to show your kids, even if they are like adults now and bring them to the Philippines, have them connect with, you mentioned, Filipino people?
Actually, they know a little bit of my language.
Yeah.
I teach them basic language. Just to have respect for the way they live, because they haven't actually seen the, I can't say the poor side, which is
like the reality in the Philippines.
Exactly. They've seen where expats live and where tourists go, but not actually the other side, and which I want to show them that, you know, the Philippines is actually, that's where the real Filipino live.
Yeah.
And I want them to respect that rather than just seeing, you know, the tourist part.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people see that, but yeah, they don't actually see the real Philippines. And it's really sad. You know, like, I just want them to... I came not really from that end, but I just want them to realize that the world is...
People in that area.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, just... embrace everyone, not just the Filipino that are in Australia, the actual Filipino as well. Yeah, so basically.
At para naman doon sa mga Filipino na nagbabalak na magpakasal,
yes,
to have a marriage celebrant,
yes,
officiate their wedding, what can you say to them if they're thinking of being married and going through that process?
Come to me. I will guide them. I will show their hands. And I will speak to them in our language if they want to. And then just explain to them what is marriage celebrant and how, what. Just trust in the process that I will guide you and I will hold your hand throughout the process. So you'll be actually secure with me.
As a marriage celebrant, what's your message to couples who are trying to get married and stay in the marriage?
Communication is one thing. So communicate. Don't lose track of how you met in the beginning. My husband, for example, we've been together now for 35 years. I met him when I was 21, but we didn't get married until I was in my 40s, and so we had the kids.
Yeah.
So basically, I always look at how we met, and for every week, we're always having a coffee date or maybe a dinner date, but it doesn't have to be in a...
extravagant.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a walk at the beach, cooking for each other at home. So all that. So don't ever forget that how you first met, because that will always resonate, you know, because nowadays we're always thinking of, you know, your appearance, money, but that's not all about that. It's about how you're in love. So always connect that love and then understanding of one another, and communication is the most important thing.
Thank you so much, Josie, and all the best to you.
Oh, thank you. Salamat for doing this. Salamat.
Ana Limbilata pa sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.